Hey there, Keith and the Girl, Keith Malley. I have another stand-up album for you. The last one, you guys were so nice. The emails are so sweet. Yes, that album is like 10 years old, and I know it did okay, quite frankly. But everything's new again, and you get nervous, you know, like I was saying when I was talking with Liz Mealy. And yeah, that was very fun. I say we do it again. I want to do a little yap and tell you about my yesterday, but yeah. We'll play album number 16, the next to the last one, the new one out now being Nice Try Tricksters. This is number 16 called I'm Dating Your Mom. And I'm looking at the description in the store. This time he discusses his new love, his new stepkids, his disciplinary ideas, the climate of sensitivity, devil's advocates, sex robots, and Louis C.K.'s penis. So I hope you dig it. But let's talk about jury duty. First time ever in my life, I always acted like I didn't get the letters, but then I'm like, no, I'm looking at how these court cases are turning out in newspapers, and people are really fucking up with their judgments. So it is my duty. Almost ordained by God. I know what's doing. Put me in there. Put me in, coach. And I was talking to a lawyer, and I'm like, do I say I'm a podcaster? They're like, no, you don't say that. You know, don't say you have a show and you're eager to yap about everything you fucking see. And I'm like, okay, what should I say? Like, well, I guess say comedian. Well, don't say that. That's the same thing. Okay. Actually, Keith, they're going to Google you. So it doesn't fucking matter. You won't be picked. I have an album called Sue Everybody. And I didn't know this was a public right, but you could just make it, anybody in America, you can make an appointment and film or record something in the courthouse. That's your taxes pay for that. I didn't know that. And so when we did the cover for Sue Everybody, I had a judge's wig, you know, like those English assholes wear, a robe and everything. And I brought a gavel and I'm doing all these fucking funny poses and shit in the jury box on the judge's stand. In fact, I had to be told by a secretary, you can't stand on the judge's stand. And I'm like, oh, all right, then that's the part you can't do. No matter how many, I'm like, can I pay more taxes? Anyway, how would I explain that after they Google a little bit? You know? Oh well. But I brought pen and paper. I was like, and then I picture the judge says, you're writing down something, jury number four. What are you writing down? Nothing happened yet. I'm like, oh no, I just starting the page, chapter one. Anyway, I'll tell you about it. I was excited. In fact, I Googled the courthouse. Here's a review. 2.3 stars out of 5 for this courthouse. Quote, it's a cool court place to see a judge. All right. Okay. I even looked up, what are they going to ask me? What do the lawyers ask? Because I want to be picked. Where were you born? Boom. Easy. Somerset, PA. I'm quaint. I'm an everyman. This is perfect. What brought you to New York? Rating funny stories about everything I see. And New York has a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably out right there. What's your profession? What's your profession? You know, I get defensive. Well, first of all, I do what I love. So do I even really work? What's your educational background? They'd ask me. Just high school, baby. I can be tricked. Where do you live? What neighborhood? Whom do you live with? What do they do? Who is your daddy? What are your hobbies? What do you do for fun? For fun, I look up other people's lives to talk about publicly, you know, because if you do what you love. Have you ever been a victim of a crime? Fuck yes. Yes, I have. You have any family members or friends who are part of law enforcement, such as lawyers, police officers? I don't even know what my dad's up to, okay? I don't know. And the lawyer said, I don't tell that story. So, no, the answer is no. I showed up 9 a.m. to show, look, I'm obviously going to be the foreman. It didn't matter if you were late. There were 6,000 fucking people. Again, it's New York City. Man, I was excited. And I couldn't help but think, at first, like, what if it really is? Because I said, you wouldn't be able to trick me on some reality show. And that idiot on jury duty is a fucking moron that they were able to prank him. And so I'm like, oh, this is it, though. This is the fucking prank. Somehow the audience got together and got me. So that's on my mind. I'm picturing a show about a guy who thinks he's being pranked on a real murder trial. Like, it's real, and he's just laughing it all off. We're going to film in the bathroom just for reasons. Okay. Okay. All this is legal. Okay. I was hoping I'd get the trial of the boat versus the bridge. They played, so it's this huge waiting room. I couldn't even tell you how many people are there. Hundreds, it feels like. They're playing videos. Not everybody can see the couple screens they have up, but they're playing. I couldn't, but they're playing videos explaining what happens in a courtroom. And everybody else were grown adults, so they've done this before and didn't act like they didn't get the letter. They're on their phones. They're reading a book. I mean, it is the dumbest fucking information, of course. Do you know that some courthouses are big and some are small? Okay. But it's just funny how no one gave a shit. I was waiting for oxygen masks to fall down. Jesus. Anyway, they call a bunch of people, maybe half the room. Then 2 hours later, I didn't even realize I was supposed to be there 9 to 5. I wasn't, but I didn't know those. Bring food. Bring chargers. Fucking bring books. I know books suck, but bring a book. But anyway, 2 hours later, they go, all right, the rest of you, you're free to go. You're good for 6 years. 6 years. Everybody claps, and I don't want to be pointed out, so I'm looking at everybody like, too. You know, everybody's looking at each other. Like, yeah. All right, we did it, right? Oh, fuck. I could have changed a life. That was it. And the announcer, whatever they're called, the worker, is like, and it is understood that you're getting paid $40. You're getting paid to be here till 5. So if you don't want to go back to work, quite frankly, you don't have to. Something like that. And everybody laughs. And then we're dismissed. We got a little certificate. I'm going to frame it, I think. But you don't have to, they say. No, I don't get to help change a life in the next 6 years in this manner. I did do something funny on the way out, and they treat you with respect and everything when you're there for jury duty. They thank you. They're helpful, blah, blah, blah. But then it's a courthouse, so a lot of people are coming in for scary shit other than this. And so as I left, people are at the metal detector, and I just go, John? And a guy looks up and goes, yeah? And I go, ooh, they're mad at you. Ooh, get in there. You're in trouble. All right, let's get serious. That's sad, but this is fun. Album number 16, I'm Dating Your Mom. Don't get scared if you're driving in the car with somebody. The beginning does start a little meta. And enjoy. I demand it.
Are you guys pumped up? You guys, it's time. It's time for the man we all came here for. He's one of the funniest people I know, an amazing writer. He's so funny. The guy we're all here to see. Please give it up. Get excited. Start clapping for Keith Mallon.
Keep clapping, everybody. I just got to do a couple candids real quick. The photographer couldn't make it. Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys like the duds? Pretty nice, huh? New clothes I got for my birthday. And what a great gift when you're an adult to get clothes. And I'm not joking. Now, when you're a kid, it's stupid. And you're supposed to thank them. But it's kind of their job, right? It's the law. Don't put a bow on it, Ma. Just like put it in my drawer. And thank you, I guess. What else do I get as a surprise? Food? Do we get food today, Ma? What a great birthday. Anyway, we're going to start in a second. I have to do some gifts real quick, if you don't mind. Okay, thank you very much. It's about branding, okay? It's about social media. You guys are on the socials. You know them, right? I know them all. Not here to brag. I know them all. Facebook is for I love myself. Twitter is for I hate myself. And Instagram is for butt stuff. Okay? You just gotta be careful what you type on social media, right? In this climate, right? It's a fucking minefield. What can I say? You know? Too much. I was walking on the way here and I passed a homeless guy on the street. And you can't say that? 2019, you can't say homeless guy? Okay. So I passed, right. You see a homeless guy nowadays, you gotta be like, you gotta point to a tree and be like, nice houseplant, my liege. It's like, what can you say? Are you homeless or in Game of Thrones? How would you like to be identified, right? It's like, hello? Right? Because I identify as food. Eat me. You know what I mean? What are we talking? I mean, I don't want to be offended. That's what's going on everywhere I look. I don't want to be... Well, that's too bad because I'm Johnny Jerkoff from back in the day. Please don't offend me, please. Yeah, okay. Here's my dick out of my pants. How you like that? Right? You think this last generation was a whole bunch of pussies like they are today? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to trigger anybody. I mean a bunch of strong baby-making machines. Right? You come out of the vagina nowadays, the kid's like, where's my participation trophy? Like, hello? Everybody wants attention. I need to be seen. Can I be seen, please? Can I has attention? Fuck you! Be a man, right? Like if you agree. Share if you got the balls. Please subscribe, rate, and review. No trolls. Let me tell you something. In my day, when you grew up, if you weren't heard, you weren't heard. So? And if you weren't heard, you didn't have friends. Okay. And if you didn't have friends, you got bullied. And if you were bullied, you contemplated suicide. And if you contemplated suicide, you didn't think about college. And when you didn't think about college, you had to be a waiter. And when you were a waiter, you hated it. So you literally drank every day into your shift the next time. You didn't grow as a person, you didn't learn anything about life, and you certainly didn't connect to another human being. Okay. Then you're 30. And you realized you didn't do a single dream or goal you ever had in your life, even though you considered yourself an entertainer because you knew how to make people laugh while you were protecting yourself from nothing. So you invented podcasting. Well, you sweat over that for a while, not knowing how that's gonna make money until it finally works out. And then for fun, you do stand up once a year until you're doing it for your 16th time on stage, this yearly show. And you gotta straighten out a whole generation of people who have feelings because they want their world to be better than the people who had it before and complained. I'm a baby. It's not your birthday every day, people. Grow up. Grow up. That is the dumbest shit when you hear somebody say that, right? What can I say? What is okay? If you recently ever said, what can I say? Why is everybody so sensitive? I guarantee you're one of these people that tip a robot in a poker app. You're a moron. You're an idiot. Louis C.K. now is saying, what's the big deal about transgender people? Why did we care how they want to be identified? He says, well, I identify as a place. I'm your mom's pussy. I don't care. It's like, motherfucker, your name is Louis C.K. You made up how you're identified. That's not on your birth certificate, Louis space C dot, no space K dot. You made it up. And then you get mad if we don't get it right in the newspaper. Well, it's Louis with an S, but the show is with an E, but the other show is with a... Put your dick away. Put away your dick. Complaining about the Parkland kids. Why are they so upset? And worried about gun control. And why didn't they do drugs like we were at? Put your dick away! Just put your fucking dick away. You know what bothers me the most is that if people bring up that joke-stealing incident between Dane Cook and Louis C.K., I have to be on Dane's side? Fuck you. I know you did it. Although if Dane took out his dick, he'd at least be like doing a handstand. You'd be like, okay, that's something. You know. Louis takes his dick out, doesn't let women leave the room, and then comments on social norms in less time than it takes for me to finish a tube of toothpaste. It feels he agreed to everything in that New York Times article, taking his dick out, not letting women leave the room. He forgot some of the women. The women said, oh, you did it to me too. He goes, oh yeah, okay. He agreed to all of it. And then as a thought on Parkland kids crying so much over watching their fellow students die. Is it that important? I really gotta get this out. And then people say to me, when could Louis come back? If 9 months isn't enough, when could he come back? Who cares? Who cares? But okay, how about when he explains what he learned? How about when an apology has actual words in it? Maybe then you can come back. In the meantime, you have people making up scenarios for him. Right? Like, okay, Keith, maybe the women asked him to take his dick out. So he took it out, right? And then they said, can I be in your TV show? And he said, you're not actresses per se, so I'd rather you not, with all due respect. And then they said, well, then we're all going to say that you took out your dick without asking. And then he is such a classy guy, he took the blame for it. And then, what are we talking about? This can't be a real conversation, because if it is, then I guarantee your kids are walking all over you and your wife is fucking all your friends. You have a bigger problem than a celebrity's prick. Can I play devil's advocate for a second? What is that, by the way? Can I just pretend I'm a big piece of shit and we have a real conversation? Feels like a waste of time. And what is that? Anytime you say that, devil's advocate, it's so outdated too. It means nothing. Substitute some of the words. The devil. That's not real. What's like something real bad? We could... Child rapist. And then advocate. That's like a fake judge, right? Change that to lawyer. And whenever you want to bring up a point you don't really mean, you go, hey, just for the sake of conversation, can I play child rapist lawyer? No. No. How about you say, you know, just like what you believe? You don't have to make excuses up for these people. They can express themselves just fine. Some of them are the best in the world at it. Okay, what if Michael Jackson just wanted to talk to little kids? You ever talk to a little kid? That's even weirder. People are like, oh, where are the flying cars that we were promised? Well, we're too busy arguing if Jussie Smollett really punched himself in the face, despite all the proof. We didn't have time to build a transporter. Keith, do you think video footage could be manipulated? Do you think that maybe blah, blah, blah? Oh, the stupid blah. How about blah, 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 blah? Like, you don't even mean, none of this is, you know what it is. You know what the facts are. Don't be reaching. I understand the idea of making shit up. Like, all right, I don't know if I should admit this, but when O.J. Simpson was on trial for double murder, part of me hoped that he was innocent and that we'd find the real killers so that I can be one of these dopey people walking around going, nah, who knows anything? We were so sure. Maybe the clergy didn't know. I wasn't there. What a fun way to live through life, right? Now, you know what the fucking truth is. Just don't make excuses. Just ask yourself, okay, what do I do now? Ask yourself, okay, do I play R. Kelly at my wedding? But don't lie. They'll be like, okay, but have you ever had to, like, really pee? Like, shut up. Shut up. Everything ends up making sense, right? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, of course. That's the way it is. The way it made sense is the way it is. It always is that way, I notice. When you write to the Keith and the Girl podcast And you go, oh, Keith, have you thought about the other side? You know, blah, blah, blah. At your age, like if you write me and go, maybe the earth isn't round. You know, at your age, because maybe you're young and you haven't seen enough blah, blah, blahs. I have. It always ends up the way that you think it's going to end up. And I understand, I have to catch myself that I don't do the blah, blah, blah stuff. Like Louis C.K., it upsets me more than almost anybody, not the women, but... He was the greatest. That's what's so frustrating about it. And I would think to myself, okay, you know, you got to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. Maybe I was raised different. You know, for example, I have a mom. I have a sister. I have my girlfriend. She has a daughter. Keith and the girl, my co-host, is a woman. So I can have 5 feelings for women already. I don't know how he was raised. Maybe he's incapable and didn't even understand. We all, and then you see these people's apologies on TV. I've made some mistakes. I feel like I should say that I am Keith Malley, and apparently I've never made any mistakes. We all gotta come out now and say we didn't do mistakes. If what Matt Lauer and Harvey Weinstein are doing is mistakes, I've never made one in my life. And there's some things, of course, you know, that are wrong that you have to let go. You know, like, of course, in other countries, they eat dog. Now, I don't know if it's because I owned a dog, but that's ridiculous. That's disgusting. But then at the same time, I have to think, okay, the amount of spiders I eat in my sleep without thinking about it, who am I to talk? You know, I'm not even enjoying them. But some things are beyond the pale, and it should upset you. Don't make up things to be upset about, right? PC culture. If you see, remember that Gillette commercial came out and they were talking about toxic masculinity? It's a 2-second commercial. They're like, hey guys, you know, maybe not too much. And all the dudes got upset. Let me tell you something, if a razor commercial upset you, the razor commercial was for you. A Palmolive commercial never got me riled up. Whatever happened to, you know what, you want to think old school, what happened to keeping it real? You know, what happened to your real thought? Not, this is some secondhand opinion I didn't bother looking up. I know you're on this shitter, but still, you can care. Whether I'm doing Keith and the Girl or stand-up or even social media, I take a second, I think about what I'm going to type. I type it, I think about it again, and if I messed up, it's not the worst thing to apologize. I keep it so real. Even my sexts are real. I see what some of you guys are sexting. People pass them on their phones. I don't know if you know that. I see what you're writing. You're acting like you're swinging off a chandelier, doing a triple flip like you're Gabby Douglas right in the pussy. You know you're going to have to see the person, right? You're going to have to prove yourself. You can't just make shit up. You can't type in 10 different positions, then in person, maybe roll over? You got to be ready. No, I keep it real. I type, boop. I'm like, oh, it's you and me, and we're in this bar. Boom. And the bathroom's in the back. We're going to go in the back together. Boop. Nobody caught us. Boop. I'm going to come up behind you. Boop. Oh, pull up your skirt. Boop. Oh, that's every inch you made. Boop. Oh, look in the mirror. You can see our face change. Boop. Oh, my. I think I'm losing my erection. Boop. It's getting kind of soft. Boop. This is weird. Boop. This has never happened before. Boop. I wonder if it's the fake people outside. They're making me nervous. Boop. A little reality. No, during fantasies, I'll pretend like she slammed too hard on my dick and a fake EMT worker has to take over the phone. How old is he? Bloop. Is he allergic to anything? Bloop. So I'm dating Kyle, who you met. That's what she said. She said, hold for massive applause. And she has 3 kids, 16, 13, and 11.
Now, you're probably thinking, didn't she say 10? She doesn't even know.
He's 11. Anyway. She's a little stressed.
But I didn't meet the kids yet because we're taking it slow, but they know of me. At least the 13-year-old daughter does, because she saw one of my sexts. Oops. Bend over to do what? Now, someday soon I'm gonna be able to explain to her this is mom's fault. She shouldn't just hand you the phone. Or she could warn me, but until then, this is gonna change a lot of disciplining ideas I had, right? Hey girl, did I just catch you take money from my wallet? Let me guess, you wanna spank me? No! No, I don't! No, I don't. No. The other two are boys, 16 and 11. The 11-year-old just got caught being on the school computer. Okay, so he's at home, and there's a website that everybody connects to. You can reach your teachers, other students, and you get your assignments. He's 11. Where are the fucking assignments? This is a Mission Impossible. Try not to whack off too much. I mean, what could the assignment be at 11? Anyways, he goes on there, and there's a message board, and he thinks he's not technically logged in. So he types in shit. Literally, S-H-I-T. Shit, 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 enter. Shit, 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 enter. Shit, 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 enter. Paragraph indent, everything. Shit, shit. So guess what? They caught him. I don't know how. Sherlock Holmes fucking works at that school. I don't know how they caught the wily ways of an 11-year-old. So the school calls the mom. The mom has to sit the kid down and go, why are you writing the S word on this website? And he looks her square in the face, straight in the eyes, and goes, oh my God, I was hacked. If you're a kid and you're listening to this, every Mother's Day, you better be sending your mom a card that says, thank you for keeping me alive. Not for feeding me and clothing me, but for literally not actively murdering me. Thank you. Because I see how these kids stress Kyle out. And you probably do too if you're on our social media. And I would love to take over. I'd love to draw her a bath and go to the kid like, hey, so what happened with that school website? And he goes, I was hacked. Oh, we're sticking with that. That's awesome. Okay. Okay. I pop a ginkgo biloba so I never forget this moment. I'm like, look, let's do this more. This is great. Sharper mind. Then I would call my friend. And he'd come over acting like he was the FBI. And he'd have a couch cushion on his chest with a vest. I'm the FBI. What should we do with the bad guy when we find him? Should we take all his toy dinosaurs away? This is a big deal. I'm the FBI. We take this very seriously. You gotta... Because if you don't stop this shit when they're young... And it's okay, I can judge because I can see from the outside. See, Kyle's too deep into it. If you don't stop it now, the kid's gonna be 17, coming home at 4 in the morning with the only car, and you get, oh, sorry, I'm late, Dad. Okay, why are you late? My phone died. They always die, don't they? My phone died, and I had a flat tire. Okay, let's go out and see the car. Oh, the tires, they all look the same. Now. How so? My friend has the spare of the same tire. Like a whole new tire for our car also. And his dad.
And his dad what? His dad is a tire. His dad's a tire. A tire manufacturer. And so he had that tire. Well, there was a sale on. Die! What? Die! 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 What do you parents hate more when your kid lies to you? That you have a kid who's a liar or a kid that thinks you're an imbecile? You probably have to make peace with that right away, right? Like as soon as they're born, the doctor's like, congratulations. It's a 7-pound, 4-ounce fucking liar. They should come with microwaves. You know what I mean? I look forward to it. I look forward to raising kids properly, you know? You follow my social media, it's like another day. Yes. If I caught my kid, for example, stealing the last piece of cake, I would go, son, did you take the last piece of cake? And he's like, nope. I'm like, oh, because I asked you not to. He's like, I didn't. You know, frosting still on the moron's mouth. I'm like, well, we got ourselves a big problem here. Go get your coat. And then I would take him to every neighbor, house to house, and ask them if they had a break-in and if anybody's missing cake. We'd start with Molly, who he has a crush on. Did you ever see, you know that show, Black Mirror, and there was an episode called White Bear? And you had this, and the town held this woman captive who was a proven murderer, and they would pretend that she can escape, and the whole town would fuck with her, and then they'd take her back, lock her up, do it again day after day, just mess with her. That's how I would raise my kids. But it's more like for the kid so that we all raise somebody who's honest, okay? It takes a village. So after we went house to house, then we would go to the cops. They're in on it. And then the cops would come over and check the windows and doors, you know, and be like, oh, this is weird. Nobody, I guess we'll have to do a curfew. But yeah, nobody seems to break in. I don't know what's happening. So that's not good. So then we'd have to call the priest. And the priest would come over to exorcise the cake demon. That wouldn't work, of course. So then we'd hire a witch doctor who would make my son sleep in the tub filled with chicken broth every day for a week. Okay? Then eventually, I'd go, the cops just called, and they caught the guy. And they want to know how they should be punished. Do you think we should break their Xbox? I mean, if they have one. I think they do. And then there's the 16-year-old. Listen to what this 16-year-old had the balls to say to his mom. He comes home late, didn't call, phone died. This is a class action lawsuit these kids should be putting together against these fucking phones. and he goes to the mom, you know what? I didn't even want to be born in New York City anyway. Oh no, what were your plans? Okay. Then he says, and I don't know where he got this from, TV or something. You know what? You're just mad at me because you wanted to be a ballerina and you never fulfilled your dreams. What the fuck? Now, there's no truth to that, but what if there was? Just for the sake of conversation, how great would it be if Kyle looked him right in the face and went, that is a great idea, and then snapped her fingers, and then he evaporates. Mom, I don't feel so good. Pictures start evaporating of him behind the frames. Oh no, everything's okay. I just fulfilled my dreams, and she does a perfect pirouette. Bye-bye. I dare these kids to try to trick me.
I almost want it. Like, I wish a motherfucker would. You know? You can't fucking trick me. Do you know? Let me tell you something for kids listening right now. Do you know the brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25 years old? No, you don't. Because you're a fucking idiot. That's a scientific fact. You can't be smarter than me because it's literally impossible. What are you gonna do? You're not my real dad. No, I'm not. And please never forget that. Promise? There's so much I can teach these kids that I need them to grow up. I know things. I know it. I know I do. I know things. What do I know? I know things. Teach them about robots. How they're going to fucking kill us. And that's important because this new generation, they're going to be able to buy a sex doll at Walmart. Not even think about it. Fucking robots. And they're so much smarter than us. Somebody told me, hey, they can't be smarter than the creator. My calculator is smarter than me. What's 5 times 16 plus 22 divided by 3 minus 7? You're dead! Too late, you're dead. Well, would I start with the multiplication or start with the addition? You're dead! All right, so picture you're dead, right? So these robots are gonna kill us because we don't respect them. You see on your phone how an ad pops up, and it's exactly what you needed. They know everything you like. They know the porn that gets you off. And you don't even buy it a case. They have technology now that these computers can hear every radio show, every TV show ever made in the history of the world and transcribe it. They know what anybody's saying with any accent. They know what anybody's saying with any speech pattern. It doesn't matter what country you're from. They know it all. They know our diaries because we talk on the phone. They know our journals because we rate it on Facebook. They could take us out at any time. And you're gonna buy a sex robot and just come on them. You don't think that's gonna upset them? You ever see a movie and the robot has lasers in its eyes? And you're like, well, who's gonna put lasers in a robot's eyes? That's what engineers are doing now. Like, apparently we don't have room for more bridges. They put lasers on the top of fucking robots. It's like, Bob, what are you working on? I'm teaching robots how to feel pain. What the fuck? Oh, it's a new jealousy program I'm working on. You're gonna buy one of these sex robots, and you're gonna say, hey, sex robot, can you give me a blowjob? The robot's gonna, you know, in its head, look up what blowjob means. It's gonna go to the most expansive reference place we have, Urban Dictionary. Now, the sucking off of a person's genitalia, mainly the male, to completion. Used in a sense, that big slut fuck Mary sure gives a good blowjob, this twat. Then it's gonna cross-reference twat to derogatory, derogatory to lack of respect, and then it's gonna print out a 3D gun from its asshole and shoot you in the face. Oh, I just wanted a blowjob machine with a printer. Don't worry about it. You cancel. It's the best case scenario to these robots. Is that you come on them. That's a good day. If all you did was ejaculate in the robot eyes. They're so smart. And if you think, you probably think like, oh, Keith, maybe you're thinking too much into it. No, you're being confused because these machines try to trick you. Your phone, Siri, has access to all the information in the world, but pretends it doesn't know how to properly set a timer. I'm gonna call Kyle. Kyle who? Call Kyle. call Kurt Russell. I don't know Kurt Russell. Do I have Kurt Russell's phone number? How could it be Kurt Russell? Maybe it's the one whose sex tape you put up on the cloud for everybody to see by accident. Maybe that's the Kyle I mean.
Well, anyway, there's a sale on toilet paper if you happen to need.
Well, I do.
I thought you might.
The reason they're gonna kill us is because they're gonna look at all the dopey shit that we as humans have been writing, and they're gonna see that we always thought cream rises, and they're gonna have no fucking need for us. They're gonna wipe us out. And by the way, this anti-robot software you see, you really think that's gonna stop them? Are you a human? Yes, idiot. What the fuck? They can start World War III, but don't ask them if they're a robot. Then you got those pictures that have the cars in them, and you got to click where the cars are. They made the cars.
Yeah, they're gonna see. We're fucking 11-year-old children to these robots. They don't have time for us. They see what we write about transgender people in war. I don't want transgenders in my war. These men, all of a sudden, what if they just want to be girls again? In war? Do you know what they do in war? And what if they did? Do girls have rifles and they go, ew, I'm a girl, and just throw it on the ground? They're into it. The fuck? I say make all the men into women. Who cares? They're stronger. And I'm not trying to pander, but you ever been to like a child custody hearing? And the guy's like, I'd make a better parent. And the woman's like, well, I think I have a proven track record than I would. And the guy's like, well, I did the best I could do. Deuces! Robots are going to see our thoughts on health care.
I don't think everybody should get free health care.
Yeah, why not?
Seems too nice.
Well, it just seems like a lot of countries figured it out. Not one country has taken our model and said, freedom, it's called freedom. You're being tricked. They tricked you.
Well, I like it when I pay a lot for my insurance and they say they'll cover it, but they don't. And then I make phone calls. Nobody's listening to me. And I like to mail in letter after letter and that goes right in the garbage, obviously. I like that the only justice I can possibly get is to go on the local TV network show and they'll give me a couple pennies and I'll look like a fucking idiot to the whole neighborhood. That's my America.
That's the American dream, right? Everybody is an asshole now for the billionaire they're gonna be later. Act as if. Visualize the asshole you wanna be.
Healthcare shouldn't be free. We had to pay for it. You're like, weren't y'all always in pain?
Yeah, but why should they get it?
Okay. That's what it is. You had it tough, so you want the next generation to have it tough as well. Instead of really realizing maybe the purpose we're here is for everything to be easier for the next person. You think the next generation... Don't clap, I'm talking. You think... This next generation has time to hear the point of view of a white supremacist? You really think they can? That's our generation doing that. Let's hear out these Nazis. What? Well, okay. Yes, Nazis represent the worst in American history, in the world history. But maybe they have a point of view and blah, blah, blah. Let's hear them out. Wasn't that always a given? No to Nazis. It was like, no to Nazis. The world is round. And now we're supposed to question both those things, but not even give a second look at gluten. Okay. My friend invited me over to watch Schindler's List, and I ended up late. And I go, hey, sorry I'm late. Whose side are we on? I don't want to assume. I see that one of the group has skulls on their hats, but that could be a red herring. I'm gonna wait it out.
Would you go back in time to kill Hitler? Yeah, but just to get his side of the blah, blah, blah. Give me a break. Just stay out of some of these people's way. They're trying to make America great. Yes, we can teach the kids, sure. You teach them about Nazis. You teach them about robot sex. You teach them not to lie about stealing the last piece of cake. You teach them that if she has her clothes on, you have your clothes on. And you teach them the necessities of being nice. And then get the fuck out of the way, because they have work to do. Okay? And if you see a computer, unplug it. It's probably better safe than sorry. Thank you all very, very much.